based in the stunning west coast of County Clare. Siobha is a singer, songwriter and musician whose music is a unique blend of folk, Irish jazz and neo-soul. Her debut album, Infinite Space, was released last summer, resonated hugely with all of those musical communities, so much so, in fact, that Siobha was invited to participate in a St. Patrick's Day special programme for RTÉ Radio 1. She recorded three of her songs with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. We'll hear some of those later on. But first of all, Siobha is here with me live in studio, not quite guitar in hand, but guitar at the chair.
At the ready.
Just ready to go. But it strikes me, because we're going to be talking about the album, mm-hmm. Siobha, which was what it was, with a small ensemble, pre-recorded, obviously, musicians, etc. You're here with just your guitar, mm-hmm. and then we're going to hear some of the songs in orchestrated versions. Where does it start for you in terms of the song itself? Is it simply at the guitar? Is it quite a pared-back initial thought?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Usually sitting on the edge of my bed just with the guitar. And that's how I write. Mm. And it was interesting. I was at Folk Alliance Conference in Kansas City in February, just gone. And a lot of the showcases there are actually held in a bedroom in a hotel in Kansas City. And it actually brought me right back. There's no amplification for these showcases. It's an industry kind of a conference, almost like an expo for music. And it brought me really back playing these songs, having gone through that process, that 3-year process of studio work where you're layering and layering and layering until you're finished.
Yeah.
It really got me back into the edge of my bed writing these songs, which was really, really lovely.
And I guess if it doesn't work on the edge of the bed
by
itself, it's not going to work no matter what you layer on top of it.
Definitely. I think a lot of producers and musicians will tell you that often you can go down a rabbit hole with something an idea that's not quite finished. But if the song and the foundations of the song are not there, you might not get anywhere.
I'm wondering about that layering process as well, because are there songs, I suppose, that reach a certain point? In other words, you build them up for an album, let's mm-hmm. say, and then you try to orchestrate them and you say, no, they can't go any further. That's where they live naturally. And then there are other songs that kind of flourish more when they get the bigger treatment.
Definitely, yeah. Some of the songs that I do write just with a guitar on the edge of my bed, I already have ideas about what I would like them to be.
Yeah.
Some of the tracks on the album, I had very specific production ideas that I wanted to follow. And some of the songs, like the one I'm going to sing in a second, I knew that was just going to be as pared back as possible. So it was recorded just with Martin Atkinson, who's my keys player and creative partner. And we went into the studio at midnight, just the two of us without the producer, and we just recorded it live in one take, and that's what made it onto the record.
And that's what mm-hmm. made it on to Infinite Space, which was it's the final track actually on that album, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the song, and then you can make your way over to the chair to sing it for us.
Yeah, so the track is called Sail, which is the Irish word for life, and the song is actually about death. So each of the verses contains a physical or spiritual part of me, a part of the universe, and a figure in my life.
All right, well, you make your way back over to the chair now. This is Siobha and her song Sail, S-A-O-L, the Irish word for life, as Siobha was telling us. It's the final track on her record, more or less, as you're going to hear it now, except without her, without the partner that sings along with her on the album. Here we have it.
Take my body, plant me in the dirt, I'll become one with the life that's on the earth. And the trees, they are my mother, they will care for me.
Sail, the title of that song from Siobha, the final track on her album Infinite Spaces, and Siobha performing that live for us in studio this evening. Little kind of Spanish feel At the beginning of that. It's that kind of, you know, it sounded like a kind of flamenco style chording at the beginning of that song. Mm-hmm. Was there time spent in Spain or just listening?
Listening, a lot of listening. Actually, Spare Rua, a lot of people say that.
Which is another of the songs on the album,
yeah. Also was done with the concert orchestra. But a lot of people kind of hear that, especially people who are not familiar with the Irish language from other countries. They hear it and they think, is that Portuguese? Well, they're confused by the language first.
Yeah.
And then there's kind of a flair of like Latin in it. But yeah, just spent a lot of time listening.
A lot of time listening. But an gaeilge, an gaeilge, an freisin. Cé chomh tátach is a tóisis in dhe tse?
Anna tátach. Drastal me vonscoil gaeilin, long gaeilin, agus an íg an ár testi en of just cael me gach focal of iagam, níra me a lárt in íg an ár. Tartesht. Cosula Alondini. Agus.
Tasha Agat. Tasha Agamanish.
Well, Ta, Mar, Huma Rat, Lalin, and Dean Glasson, Huma Rat, Egdin of Rangana.
Ah, right.
Zoom, so.
There you go. Well, yep. Let anybody out there who thinks their Irish is gone take the lesson from you, Shiva. Yes. It's there. Gael Culture, I think, was the website you went
yes.
to.
Yeah, yep, that's
spent
right.
Spent time on that site myself, learning the odd little bit of grammar here and there. Now, we've mentioned the RTE Concert Orchestra and the orchestrations. I want to listen to a little bit. I love the beginning of right from the start, how it's Cormac McCarthy, who was involved with Martin Hayes, who was in with us last week, the pianist. He's on the orchestrations mm-hmm. for you. Let's have a listen to a little bit of right from the start. Just wanted to give it a little flavour of the opening act. We'll play a fuller version of another of the tracks that were orchestrated as well. That's Shiva and the RTE Concert Orchestra and a little bit of Right from the Start. I love the clarinets at the beginning of that. Cormac McCarthy's arrangements. So you were saying about sitting on the edge of the bed. Had you heard clarinets or what had you heard?
Definitely not. No, that was, I guess, Cormac did a beautiful arrangement. That's one of the more pop tracks on the album, actually. It's quite different. And when I chatted with Cormac, I wanted to make sure that Cormac was excited about the tracks that he was going to arrange. We knew he was going to do three, and he was actually very, very taken with doing something for Right from the Start. I was really excited to hear what he did, and he did a stunning job on it.
Yeah, but we also get a real sense of that, of the kind of the soulful side or the soul influence on your music. That, I guess, was there.
Yes, definitely.
On the edge of the bed with the guitar.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Are you a big listener? Again, a bit like the Spanish influence I heard in the first song that you sang live for us. Is it just from listening that all of these influences come?
Yeah, I've been listening to music since the day I was born. I was lucky. My dad is a traditional Irish musician, but also loves all kinds of music. So we grew up listening to a lot of different things. We were listening to classical, jazz, opera, listening to West African music. And I guess he just taught me how to listen. I think, you know, it is an art when you're a musician. It's one of the most important skills that you have, is learning how to listen as a musician.
Funny enough, a lot of writers say it, the first thing you have to learn is how to read as a writer. So I suppose it's something similar in terms of singing. Now, I know you're heading out on tour, and I'll give some of the details. It's starting off at the Whale Theatre. Where's the Whale Theatre?
What? Greystones.
In Greystones. There you go. Every day is a school day. And you're right through to Dolan's Warehouse in Limerick. Lots of venues in between. I'll give details of those after we listen to another of the orchestrated songs. You obviously listened to the American Songbook as well on the basis of what we're going to play. Why Did We Fall in Love. Is this your song?
This is my song, yeah.
But there's a real American Songbook feel of it, and Cormac picked up on that.
Yes, definitely. This is from quite a while ago. This didn't make it onto Infinite Space. It was released as a single, must be 10 years ago now. I think it's still on Spotify, the original version. But I was listening quite a lot. I kind of, as a teenager, got very hooked on Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday, and then started to kind of dive a little deeper into the people behind the songs that they were singing, and loved Cole Porter and Irving Berlin. And I think this song, Why Did We Fall in Love, was born out of kind of a deep dive on that, that American Songbook.
And certainly Cormac McCarthy picked up on that in the orchestration, the big lush strings of that type of era. Listen, lovely to last time you were in the studio in Limerick, lovely to have you opposite across the table from you, Shiva.
Yeah,
and let's
you.
Finish up by listening to a little bit of the orchestrated version of Shiva's Why Did We Fall in Love.
Had you come my way, I would have seemed so lonely.
Absolutely beautiful strings there in that arrangement of Shiva's Why Did We Fall in Love, and that from the RT Concert Orchestra, Cormac McCarthy's arrangements. Now, Shiva will be on tour, as I mentioned. Sam Killeen on guitar, David Dockery on drums, Fiona O'Neill on bass guitar, and Martin Atkinson on keyboard. He's also the musical director at several venues, starting at the Whale Theatre, which is in Greystones. I now know that. On Tyve York in Galway, Glore in Ennis, Jim of the Mills in Tipperary, Whelan's in Dublin, Connolly's of Leppe, Sea Church of Ballycotton, and finishing up on May the 12th, this leg of the tour anyway, in Dolan's Warehouse in Limerick. You can find out full details on Shiva's website, Shiva Music. Shiva is spelled S-I-O-M-H-R. ShivaMusic.com.